Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 2nd of November, recording at 8:59 p.m. And this is Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first a quick look at the highlights here today. Asian stock markets are quietly steady. The European stock markets were a little better than that. Some reasonable gains up over 1% in a number of instances, including the UK FTSE 100. And the Americas were arguably even better, with the NASDAQ composite currently up 1.14%, S&P 0.78%, Brazil up 1.26%, testing its highs. And long-dated government bond prices, well, they're steadier in the USA, a little bit weaker in Canada and Australia, the countries that are not going to be increasing quantitative easing. And we also see a soft dollar in here today. Although still range-bound, it's barely steady within that range. The dollar index is back down to 76.72, and the euro, for instance, is up over 140 now. Sterling is up over 160 against the dollar. And precious metals, mostly steady. Platinum up at $17.20, and that's up $9. Gold at $357.25. The industrial metals, I think, were higher across the boards. And agricultural commodities, some early gains in the grain and bean complex were reversed. They're not down much on corn and soybeans, but I think rice and wheat are weaker after their strong gains. Crude oil is very firm in here, starting to break out at 84.46. Okay. So, what's going on here generally? Well, stock markets are in a consolidation phase, but the bulls are still in charge to date, because the consolidation is one of, there are two types, basically. There's the quite tight sideways range, and then there's the gradually rising consolidation phase. And some of the early leaders, such as some of the ASEAN markets, show that very tight, firm pattern, as do South American markets. Even Wall Street, with a soft dollar, is the midterm election. A few more investors vote Republican than Democrat, and those who don't might well be relieved to know that there won't be quite so much profligate spending once the Republicans have regained control of Congress, in theory at any rate. And so that may be helping to support the market somewhat. The monetary conditions remain accommodative overall, although the quantitative easing has ceased in a good many centers, but the U.S. has certainly been providing abundant liquidity. And even where interest rates are gradually rising, they're still historically low in most instances. And in the stronger growth economies, we have negative short-term interest rates. So that's an environment that really spurs asset inflation. Stock markets and commodity markets are seen as the best havens for that money that's sloshing around the system. Now, at some point this will change inevitably because nothing stays the same forever. No trend persists indefinitely in financial markets. And the evidence shouldn't be that difficult to see because these rising trends have been so orderly and consistent. And when we see patterns where prices break up out of a trading range, can't maintain it, reverse and go back down to the lower side of that narrow trading range that's currently forming, then we will have some clear evidence that momentum is over for the short term and possibly the medium term. I don't think it'll be over for the longer term. And when we do see that, that will warn of a further pullback and likely correction. But it hasn't happened yet. Markets are still really quite steady. And so how do we play it? Well, I'd be a little bit careful about chasing markets on the upside in this environment, but hopefully most subscribers are already pretty well fully invested, and so you can, if you have positions that where you would want to step out in the event of a medium-term correction, you can either run tight stops or have tight mental stops, or you can lighten into the strength, as I did the other day with one of my best overall gainers, a fantastic performance, being Thailand. I still really like Thailand for the long term, but I thought, well, it's not never the worst idea to take some profits when things have done exceptionally well. And then I put that money into what has been very much a lagging sector until recently, uranium shares. Okay. So I'm still fully invested here in terms of my various portfolios, and pleased with the performance. I say this not as a boast by any means, because one always lives dangerously to a certain extent in this environment. But I also know that the markets are the best way to achieve some significant financial gains at an acceptable risk if we keep our wits about us, take advantage of our opportunities. And so my personal long-term investment portfolio is worth a good 20% more and possibly more today than it was at the peaks in 2007 and 2008. Now, I'm quite happy about that, especially because I know that a number of subscribers have followed a similar tactic. Now, and I hope you did even better. But what you and I both know is that when we're doing exceptionally well, that environment will not go on in perpetuity, as I said at the beginning of this broadcast. So one doesn't want to get overextended, overconfident, and one needs to know that a correction will eventually follow. Now you can ride out that correction, but some of you may not wish to, or you may not wish to ride it out with all of your positions. There's almost zero chance, there is zero chance that I would sell all of my investments in this current environment. Might I prune a little bit more? Well, I don't know at this stage, but certainly the better markets do, the more I will be tempted to actually do that. In other words, what I'm saying is that in the short term, further gains will not make me more bullish. Further gains will alert me that more of the short-term potential has been fulfilled. Now, I'm saying this while markets are still doing very well, because I'm not having to react to a sudden quote, surprising, unquote, change of circumstances. And at Fuller Money, we always say, if you're thinking, if you're ever going to take money off the table, do so when you're really pleasantly surprised at how well your portfolio is doing, not when investors are panicking all around you. So that's the good environment that we have at this stage. And what's actually fueling it? Well, I mentioned all that liquidity sloshing around the system, but another factor would be that there are quite a few people who sadly listened to all those apocalyptically bearish comments and didn't come back into the market. I mean, those apocalyptically bearish comments, which you will remember from not all that long ago, were really based on economic data, which and those people had some seriously good points that were not lost on any of us. But as we've said on so many occasions, one buys individual shares in the stock market, not the economy. And what about weak economies? Well, you either avoid them, one either avoids them, or you concentrate on the stocks within that economy, which are benefiting from the global economy, which is really doing very well. Okay, enough said. Long-dated government bonds. I'm awfully tempted to short some U.S. Treasuries in here. I did have a tight stop that I put in yesterday on one of my most recent Treasury position, and that got it was a break-even stop, and that was taken out. I think early this morning. I'm very tempted to go back in on the basis that I think that Bernanke's unlikely to dazzle us. My hunch is, I can't speak for Bernanke, obviously, and I've got no inside information on this, but my hunch is he won't be attempting to dazzle us with the extent of his additional quantitative easing because the mood worldwide is switching away from that. So I may short again before the market actually closes. The only reason I wouldn't do that is because I think there might be a little additional spike tomorrow, but markets could just as easily fall. So enough about me and my positions. I maintain that long-dated government bond prices are topping out and long-dated government bond yields are beginning to bottom out. What about precious metals? Well, subject to what Bernanke says, I wouldn't rule out the possibility of a little convulsive activity here that may not happen, you know, maybe and maybe relatively quiet, but if precious metals are weak tomorrow, that would probably be a buying opportunity. If not tomorrow, on Thursday or Friday, because well, they're slightly. Some of them are slightly overextended. Palladium slightly overextended. Silver slightly overextended. Platinum looks quite attractive and solid here to me. Crude oil looks like it's going to run on the upside. I did mention yesterday that that would be a problem if crude oil spiked higher. It certainly looks to me like it's going to go up. How much remains to be seen, but my attitude towards this is I'll just wait and see and know how to react. If crude oil starts to make front page headlines, then I'll become much more cautious about equity positions because the headwind will be growing. If it's a more moderate rise, then that's not really a problem. And I still think there's another run to the upside in the grain and bean complex, which is taking well, it's range bound here, at the moment. And in terms of currencies, I would not like to see another run to the downside for the US dollar. I would very much like to see the dollar range and maybe even range slightly higher. So, in other words, I'd like to see some currency stability. I think that would be good for equity investments. A run by the dollar to the downside, probably a bear signal for treasuries, and if it looked a little bit panicky, investors who previously had been buying equities, not least Wall Street, on the basis that it was good for export earnings of U.S. multinational companies, would say, no, this is beginning to smack of a crisis. Anything that begins to smack of a crisis is not going to be good for equities. Well, we live in interesting times, and that's not a curse. They've been highly profitable times for those who've had the right positions, as I know a good many of you have. And well done for seizing your opportunities. Let's remain alert, unemotional, and react to what we see. And on that note, all the best to all of you.